Tuned into the Dave and Ned Show here on the number one station.
You're tuned in to the Dave and Ned Show only on Active FM.
Welcome back on the Dave and Ned Show. Yeah, on another level. Yeah, it's another week. Week end. Yeah, I had to repeat that. Yeah, so that you can get the week before the end. Yeah, so we have started the weekend on another level. We're getting ready for the good stuff here on the Dave and Ned Show. And thank you for tuning in. To every single person that's tuned in at this very moment, yes, here on the Dave and Ned Show. We love you very much. Yes, we love you. And you know me, I love using we because I'm not alone. It's me, you, the audience, and the behind the scene studio producers and presenters. Okay, I'm not sure if there's presenters, but yeah, producers, yeah. So everything is going to be on another level, and you guys know the topic itself. Yeah, it caught your attention. Yep. I saw some interesting stuff when I was doing research and all those things. I was like, yo, this is deep stuff. This is awesome stuff, and you guys are going to enjoy the show. That's all I have to say. You guys are going to enjoy the show. Yeah. So, today's topic. As you know it. Yes, you saw the topic. So today's topic is Eminem. Hashtag Eminem. Yes, I know you guys are like, okay, this is going to be interesting. We're now talking about Eminem. Yes, you know, he is a rapper. He's an actor, director, producer. I was shocked when I was seeing all of these things. I'm like, oh, okay, interesting stuff, eh? Yeah. But yeah, you all know him as a rapper. So don't forget, he's also an actor, film actor, yeah. I was like, what? Okay, interesting stuff. So he's also a film actor. So today is going to be interesting, but you know how we do it here on the Dave and Ned Show. We don't just get into it. We give you the intro, and then when we come back, we give you the news. Then we give you a short session. Then we get into the topic itself. So don't go anywhere. We'll be back right after the small session.
Hello, guys. I'm Rika.
I'm Antoinette.
And we from Open Doors. We're visiting Active FM.
Welcome back. Yes, we had to give you that short session, you know, the drop session where someone else tells you where you are tuned in. You know, you not only hear my voice and you hearing DJ Nave all the time saying, welcome back here on the Dave and Ash Show here on Active FM where Christ music is hot music. Someone else also had to say it so that it can get into your system. So today we're going to get into the news. It's not going to be a long news session, but the topic itself, yeah, you know, the stuff that we're going to tackle. So there's just three headlines. And then the fourth one is obviously going to be concerning our side, the side. So just three headlines that I'm going to give you guys. And yeah, it's actually interesting. It's going to help if you take notes. Yeah, you're going to be in a position where you're like, wow, that is interesting. So first up on the headline. Yo, this is awesome. Eh? When I saw this, I was like, awesome stuff. So in the city, basically, I'm going to tell you the name of the city and then I'm going to let you know what's happening. In Mayhaven, in the Dutch city of Rotterdam. Yes, Rotterdam, right there, Mayhaven. There is a floating dairy farm that they are building. They are building a floating dairy farm. So they are building a farm on the ocean. Yes, that's what I'm saying, on the ocean. Imagine a farm on the ocean. How does that work? A farm, you normally think soil, all those stuff. Now ocean, farm, ocean. How does that work? So yeah, they are building a farm on the ocean so that they can be producing stuff right there and all those things. I was actually shocked when I was reading what they were saying. And they're actually in a position where they are expecting 20,000 basically dairy products that are going to be getting produced daily from that place. I was like, okay, that is interesting. So you got a farm on the ocean that is going to be producing a huge amount of items and products. Ha! So that is the vision right there. So yeah, don't forget, they're right there in Mayhaven in the Dutch city of Rotterdam. So if you wanna actually go check it out and see what is happening. Second up on the headlines is, yeah, sorry right there. You're gonna understand why I'm saying sorry. So there was a US service member who was killed in the Afghanistan. Yes. So US member killed in apparent insider attacking Afghanistan. Yes, they by Afghanistan. Okay, how do you even say it? Afghanistan. Oh, okay. I got it right, yo. Afghanistan. Yeah, that one. Yo, no, let me not even attempt more. So I got it right the first time. Let us continue. So yeah, to the family, apologies. I am really sorry about that. We are sorry for your loss. And yeah, hope you guys get strengthened by the Lord Almighty. You know, He strengthens you. Even through tough times, you know, He still strengthens you and all those stuff. So don't ever think that God is not there. He's there to protect you and strengthen you and teach you and build your character. So there are second on the headlines. And then third on the headlines, it's actually bad. I don't know, like this week it's like really bad. So yeah. There was a fire that destroyed Brazil's National Museum, which houses 20 million artifacts. Yo, right there, I am finished. I got no words to say. As you can hear, I even took a pause. You know, a quiet moment pause. So, Brazil just lost their National Museum. Yeah, because of a fire. So a fire destroyed every single thing. Now that is bad right there. It's bad. Guys, I hope you guys can actually rebuild your whole history and everything that was in that museum. And yeah, sorry again for losing all of those stuff. So hey, it's really bad. Like, yo, it's really, really bad. And yeah, that was it for the news. I know you guys enjoyed it, you took notes, and some of you even know now where to go next to see what is going on. And then yeah, the last and final headline for the news was obviously concerning our site. Spring has begun. Yeah, winter is over. No more cold nights and cold days. Now we're gonna be rocking them shorts and sleeveless. I almost said sleeveless. Ooh, sleeveless t-shirts, shirts and all the stuff. Yeah, you know, you can make sleeveless t-shirts and shirts, so you got those stuff out there. Yeah, so it's gonna be rocking for the people who gym and all those stuff. Even the people that don't gym, they're gonna be showing off their six packs and all those stuff, you know. Yes, and their one packs. You got those people that don't really gym, they got their one packs. Yes, they'll be showing their one pack off, and some of them three packs. Yes, they'll be showing their three pack off, which is their belly, their chest, their two nip chests. Yes, right there. So that is it for the news headlines on the Dave and Ness show. And yeah, shout out to all of you guys. Stay tuned in, we're coming back for a short session, then the topic itself.
Rapid Trade is passionate about mobility and solutions that make a difference in your business. From mobile sales and sales management to van sales and proof of delivery. For a demo, call Rapid Trade on 011-493-9755. Rapid Trade, ahead of the game.
Welcome back. Wow, this is an interesting session. So I'm going to, the person that we're speaking about in this session that I'm going to have, this short session, it's actually related. And yeah, this session, you know how we speak, we do it. We speak about the music that you listen to. That's what I'm saying. Yeah, with the artists that we're speaking about, it's actually really interesting. So we're speaking about Eminem, and yeah, this session is going to be talking about me, you know, the music that you listen to. So I advise you guys to actually listen to Christ music, you know, Christian rap, Christian house, you name them all. We got the Christian version, where you actually listen to the message and it inspires you. Not just coming out of there depressed and all those stuff. It actually inspires you. So this session, this short session. Yeah, short is going into the dictionary, the Dave Nash dictionary. And I hope you guys didn't lose count of how many words we've created. If you want to find out more words, go to the past shows and you're going to find all of them. Yes, they are all there. All you have to do is lend your ears to me. I won't charge for your ears, yes. I won't charge for them. I'll just charge data, yes. Right there. Your. That's all you get for the new dictionary that we're creating. So you get to find out new words, lend your ears in, and all those stuff. Yes, lend, blend, all those stuff. Yeah, so Christ music is the best music. Listen to Christian rap, Christian hip-hop, Christian house, trap, all of them. You name them. So that is what I advise you to do. Because you get inspired, yeah, your life is actually better because you're feeding your soul and your spirit. You know, you're feeding your spirit the right stuff. You're not filling your spirit with spiritual influences that are really bad. No. Yay. That is not a position to be in where you're feeding your spirit the wrong stuff. No. So listen to Christ music. Guys, don't go anywhere. We're still tuned in here on the Dave Nash Show. We are not running away. Yes, yes, we are not running away. So don't run away. We're going to go for a music break. Yes, we've been talking about music. Going for a music break. Then we're coming back for the session itself.
I'm not the god, no, I'm just human. You don't need to magnify to see that you. I'm just like you, man. Don't look at us different. We all just need more grace now. We need more love now. So gather round in unity.
Welcome back. I was gonna hit the note, but no, it's fine. Let's keep that note inside. I hit the note inside, you know. I did let it out on the inside, not the outside. Because if I let it out on the outside, we're gonna be looking for insurance for the ears, you know. Yes, we'll need to obviously make sure that we get insurance for ears, but from until that day comes, we're not gonna go that far. Yes, we're not going that far. So welcome back to the real session that we're gonna be talking about the interesting stuff. Oh yeah, I know. So today's topic, you guys know what it is. That is the person we are going to be talking about today. So I actually did research on the person, and yeah, as you know it, the topic is hashtag Eminem. So his life actually caught my interest, you know. Yeah, like caught my interest. And the fact that I also saw on Twitter there was a period of time when his name was actually one of the trending tweets. Yes, you know, Twitter shows you what's trending. Yes, his name was also trending. So right there, in fact, his name was number one, which was on the Monday that passed. Yes, this week Monday. So the Monday that we just came from, his name was first on the list on Twitter as the most trending name. So it was actually interesting, and I decided, you know what, because his name is trending, let me find out what's happening in this guy's life and find out what type of life he lived in the past and actually do a show on him. So Eminem, we all know him as Eminem, but I was shocked because I saw another name. So Eminem was born as Marshall Bruce Mathers III, and he was born on October 17, 1972. This guy is an ancestor, eh? Yo, he's really old, like, yeah, yo, ish. It's interesting. So he's in his 30s, if I'm not mistaken. He was born on the 17 October 1972 in St. Joseph, Missouri. Yes, Missouri. The people that know where Missouri is, yes, shout out to you people right there. If you're listening to this, shout out to you. Yes. And yeah, after being born, yo, the history of his life was actually interesting. I was like, yo, I actually looked at the history and I actually examined it, and I think this is actually what contributed to him being where he is, you know, as in him actually taking to be in the wrong industry, you know, being in a position where he chooses the decision to be in the wrong industry, you know, which is the music industry. Most said music, yes, but the music, yeah, is going into the Devanish dictionary. Yeah, so actually, like, thought about it, and then I was like, nah, this is probably what also contributed to him actually ending up there by the music industry, which is not the, yeah, as we all know it, it's not the best industry to be in, because people are being sacrificed, killed, they wanna exit, they wanna quit, yeah, they don't do it because they get rid of them. So as he was growing up, something that happened in his life that was tragic, I said tragic, yeah, that is my brain thinking out loud. So not tragic, tragic, yes, right there. So that's what I meant to say. So an incident happened in his life where his father, so he never grew up with his father, and his father's name was Marshall Mathers Jr. So when he was still an infant, his father ran away, his father left him, and he was raised with his mother. So he actually grew up not knowing his father. So that's the type of lifestyle that he lived. And his father never only had him, so he has other brothers from the same father. I'm not even sure if it's the same mother or different mothers, because they didn't mention. But that's what his father did. And yeah, he grew up with his mom called Deborah Mathers. Yes, so they grew up there in Missouri, and they lived a life where his mom always, you know, like, hustled. If you know what hustle is, it's basically you being in a position where you don't have all the resources that you need to survive. So what you do is you actually get multiple sources to get what you need. So they're not enough, but yeah, they get you through, you know, basically the day and all the stuff, or the month or the week, depending on whatever situation you're in. So his mom actually was that type of a parent where she was raising him and at the same time trying to provide and all those stuff, while his dad ran away and left. And as a result of that, you know, basically what happened is they started moving from Missouri to Detroit, and then when they went to Detroit, they went to the city, Michigan. So that's where they started staying. And Eminem lived a life where within a year he would change schools 2 to 3 times, you know, like I'm like thinking, so you in first grade, you change schools 2 to 3 times for that whole year. Get to second grade again, change schools 2 to 3 times a year. That's like, yo, how many schools did you change? Let's see. 3, 6, 9, 12. Okay. Yo, that is a lot. Yes, that is a lot. 15. 30. Yo, 30. And then 3, 6. Yo, 36 schools you've went before you finish your whole high school. Not high school, I'm lying. Before you finish your whole school career, you've went through 36 schools within 12 years. That's bad. Like, yo, that's really bad. And that's the type of life that they lived. Why? Because she couldn't afford to keep him in one school, you know. She couldn't afford to keep him in that one solid school where they, like, focus and all those stuff. And that was because, yeah, the father left. The father actually ran away. And he actually experienced a point where in his life, after getting to the 9th grade, he failed 9th grade. I said grade. Ooh, yes. He failed 9th grade 3 times. So 3 times in a row, he actually failed the 9th grade. So he never progressed to the 10th. So he was always failing. And then after failing it 3 times, what happened is he dropped out of school at the age of 17 years old. Now that is bad right there. I'm like thinking, yo, that is the type. Never mind failing. So you come from a situation where you've been changing schools within a year 2 to 3 times, and then you get to 9th grade, there you are, pa, failing. You fail the first time 9th grade here, yeah. And then you fail the second time again. So first time you fail 9th grade, you change schools 2 to 3 times. Second time you fail 9th grade, yeah, you change 2 to 3 times again. And then the third time you fail it again, you change schools 2 to 3 times again. So that is like 6 schools within 3 years that you failed the same grade and you changed those schools. So it's like bad, it's like really bad. And eventually, yeah, he dropped out. Now, living his teenage years, what happened is he had a lot of hate, anger, resentments and all those stuff. And he based all of his decisions on that hate and resentment that he had towards his dad. Like, because his dad left him. He never knew his dad. I don't know if he knows his dad now, but yeah, that's the situation that he was in. And he always, yeah, used to be that type of a person that wouldn't want to keep people around him and all those stuff. And what happened is, in the year, in his 1980s to 1990s, so within that period of time, from 1980 to 1990, what happened is he joined the NWA gangster rap crew. So it was the gangster, you know, rap crew during his time. They were famous on some other level, and they were also part of the industry. So the music industry, basically Sony. And if for those who know Sony, Sony is actually owned by, yeah, the devil, which is bad. So the Illuminati industry, that is what's happening that side. So you gotta sacrifice people in order for you to make it. You gotta kill someone close to you, whether it may be a friend, a family member. Now, why would you want to kill your family member? And that is what's happening that side. Yes, part of that industry of theirs, that is what's happening. They are actually killing, like, not killing, they are killing lived, yeah, not lived. I don't know how that came out, you know, that was like the slip of the tongue, it twisted. And then, so they are actually killing their loved ones to actually make it to the top. So to the top of the ladder, you know, the Hall of Fame, as they call it. Yes, they call it the Hall of Fame. In order for you to be number one in the Hall of Fame, you actually have to sacrifice people that you love, people who are close to you, whether it's your best friend, your friend, your mom, your dad. And yeah, for those who know MJ's situation, it's his dad who sacrificed him. So they offered his dad, obviously, money, and then he accepted it and sacrificed him. So that was like bad right there. And that is the type of lifestyle that they're actually living, which is not an awesome lifestyle. Now, with Eminem, most of the stuff that he chose to actually, let's say the direction that he chose to take was based on the type of lifestyle that he lived. You know, his dad and all those stuff. And I believe the reason why he ended up where he is today is because he had no one to actually guide him. You know, no one to say, hey man, I know you went through all of the stuff, you know, you went through the stuff, times, you know, during this period of time. Yes, you never had your dad to support your mom. You never had your dad to support you throughout your school entire life, you know, and all those stuff, high school, showing you the direction to take, showing you how to be a man and all those stuff. And because he never had that person, that is why he ended up going to the music industry. And during the NWA period, you know, during his period of 1980 to 1990, how he would express his anger was through, you know, the genre of hip-hop. That is how he actually got to express his anger. He got to that point where he's like, okay, now as a child, he was like on some other level when it came to reading comic books and actually devouring the dictionary. So he actually has sat down and devoured the whole dictionary. So he has went through the whole dictionary, learned words and all the stuff, devoured comic books. And in school, basically, when he was in school, he was always good at English. He was good at English. So if you try to challenge him at English, never mind, you're gonna be on some other low level there, because he was always killing it. You know, he was always on the top form. Why? Because he was enriched with the knowledge and the understanding of the English language. That's the type of person he used to be when he was young. And with all of this knowledge, he wanted to release his anger, and he only found a way to release it through hip-hop. The genre hip-hop itself, and that's how he got the anger out. And then, yeah, if you check some of his records like Marshall Mayhem and all those stuff, he actually expresses his anger. That's why you listen to his stuff and you get depressed after that. So you actually come out of that song depressed, you feeling depressed. And that's the type of life that Eminem lived. Like, he lived a life where he had no guidance. He had no one who was a Christian mentor telling him this is the direction to take. But now that doesn't stop him from actually changing into a Christian, you know, from him actually becoming a Christian. Because all he has to do is accept Christ. Because Christ can break any chains, can break any curse, can break any agreement you had with Satan. All you have to do is accept Christ, which is the same thing Justin Bieber did. Justin Bieber saw the blood of Jesus is stronger than the situation I'm in. Let me go to Jesus. He's the one that can take me out. But he went part of the Hillsong Church. Same thing with Eminem. Eminem can also do the same thing. You know, he can also be in the same position where he's a radical Christian that's on fire. And something that I used to think, imagine someone who's influential like Eminem or Kendrick Lamar. If they actually decide, I'm going to be a Christian, give their life to Christ and change. Imagine that happens. That would change a lot of people's lives. A lot of people will get into heaven because of them. Just because of their choice. Same thing with Eminem. Yeah, you're probably listening to this show. Hey, I believe the show will get to you. And I believe you're probably listening to the show. So what I'm saying is, imagine a life being a Christian. I know the enemy tells you that it's not possible. If you try to do it, he's going to take you out. But the blood of Jesus is going to protect you. It's going to cover you, and it's going to make sure that the enemy has nothing against you. Because I believe you are destined to change people's lives, but not change their lives with the wrong stuff. You know, the wrong message, with the wrong words. No, change their lives with the right stuff, the right word, wisdom, knowledge, songs, everything that inspires them to get to the kingdom of Jesus. And I believe that's how you can make a difference. That's how you can change the whole world, you know, the whole world. That's how you can become the best, the greatest rapper in the world. Now, it's not about becoming the greatest rapper. It's about getting people to the kingdom of Jesus. Because the time will come when we have to make a choice. The time will come. But don't let that time come when it's too late. Because as much as the time will come, there's also going to be, yeah, never mind the twisting, you know, hey, I was eating words there. Yes, you heard it. It was like that. So there's going to be a time when it's going to come for us where we won't have a choice now to choose Jesus. The time is going to come when we're going to be judged. And we will have no option to say, Jesus, I choose you. Now, please take me to heaven. No, he's going to tell you, I gave you the chance back then and you didn't take it. Why did you not take it? So, yeah, the topic, I mean, looking at his life and, yeah, the possibilities. Now, imagine throughout his whole life, you know, when he was 17, he decided, I'm going to stick it through and finish school. And then he decided to take the direction of the Lord. He was going to change a lot of people's lives. He was going to change a lot of people's lives. So, we're going to go for a break. We'll come back and we'll look at the possibilities of him becoming a Christian and why he should actually go for it. I believe right now you listening to this show, you are actually having an encounter where you have to now choose a choice, make a choice. How are you going to come out of this show? Are you going to come out of this show different or the same? Yeah. So don't go anywhere. We're going to be back for the last session, which is going to be on fire. Yeah.
Your tambourines out. Every knee, I surrender. You are now.
Hey, get a blaze by Active Worship today. Contact us for more info on www.activefm.co.za.
Welcome back here on the Dave and Nash Show. Yes, We're killing it. We're doing it on another level. And I know you guys are ready for this. So we're back. And as you guys know, the topic itself is Eminem. And yeah, we tackled this live. We actually looked at the background and the type of life he lived. And yeah, getting to the permanent current condition. Not permanent, but the current condition. Yeah, that one. Yeah, that one. But forgive me. Condition is going to go into the Dave Nash dictionary. So the current situation there is in where he's a secular artist, but he can actually become a Christian rapper and he can become a believer. That's going to change people's lives. So before we get into it, I want to actually go through the book of Job chapter 5 and chapter 6. And I believe this is everyone's story, you know. It's actually most of the people's story. Now, for those who know Job, Job was that guy that was wealthy. And then Satan made a deal with God and decided, you know what? Let me get Job to curse God. Let me make it my mission to get Job to curse God. Yeah, you understand it because it goes into the Dave and Nash dictionary. So he decided, I'm gonna make it my mission for Job to actually curse God. And God told him, Job ain't gonna curse me. He's not gonna curse me. As much as you want him to curse me, he's not gonna curse me. And it was interesting. So chapter 5, you know, it was actually interesting because when I went through it, I was like putting myself in that situation. And then I'm like, whoa, that is powerful. Because if I react like that, I am going to experience a lot of interesting stuff because my life will change. Same thing with Eminem. Your life can change as well, you know, if you decide to focus on God. And this is what chapter 5 says. So I'm going to start from verse 1. It says, Elihu, it's spelled E-L-I-H-U. So I'm going to say it how I'm going to say it. It can be Elihu, it can be Elihu, Eliha, Eliha, you. Yeah, you say it the way you want to say it, as long as you write it the way it's supposed to be written. So I'm going to stick to Elihu. So, okay, let me stick to Elihu, Eliha, Eliha. Okay, let me stick to Eliha. I almost said Eliha, but Eliha sounds more interesting for me. So Eliha continued talking and said, Job, it is not fair for you to say I am more right than God, because you also ask him, what's the use of me trying to please you? What good will it do me if I don't sin? Job, I want you to answer. Yes, Job, I want to answer you. So this is what's happening. So Eliha. Let me actually start all over so that you can actually hear it and get the content of it, you know. So pay more attention to what I'm going to read. So Eliha continued talking and said, Job, it is not fair for you to say, I am more right than you, God, because you also ask him, what the use of trying to please you. So, okay, listen to it. The use of trying to please you. Now, that's trying to please God. So, he told Job to actually ask, what's the use of trying to please God? And then he goes on to say, what good will it do me if I don't sin? So, put yourself in that situation. If you don't sin, what good will it do God? That is what he was asking Job to ask himself. Yes, he was asking him. And then he goes on to say, Job, I want to answer you and your friends here with you. So Job was with his friends and all those stuff. And I'm like picturing this. I'm like, Job probably has an attitude towards God because God took everything, not realizing that that's the devil who took everything. And then it's probably like, God, why is everything going? I'm getting an attitude towards you. That's the type of situation that I was placing in my head. And then he goes on to tell Job, look up at the sky. Look at the clouds, which are so much higher than you. If you sin, it does not hurt God. Even if your sins are too many to count, that does nothing to God. And if you are good, that does not help God. Yay, that is deep right there. He gets nothing from you. Job, the good and the bad things you do affect only other people like yourselves. I'm like thinking, yo, okay. So the bad things that I do affect me and other people who are like me. They don't affect God. If people are being hurt, they cry out and beg for protection from those who hurt them. Right there. But they forget to say, where is God, the one who made me? He is the one who gives us songs to sing in the night. He is the one who makes us smarter than any animals on earth. Imagine right there, Eminem, put yourself in this shoe. Like, I got all of these amazing songs that I'm making. Where did those songs come from? It's not Lucifer who gave them to you. It's God Almighty, the Almighty God. And he's the one that makes you wiser than any animal on the earth. And then it goes on to say, and wiser than any bird. Put it that way. You know what's my favorite animal? The eagle. Eagle. I love eagles. So I love that bird. And that bird actually represents, you know, all the different types of dominion. If you look at the character of an eagle is a conqueror. You know, an eagle conquers. And something that's interesting is, I found out that an eagle is the king of the air. So he's an eagle is the king in the air of the other birds, just like a lion. A lion is the king of every single animal on land. So an eagle is the king of any animal in the air. And then goes on to say, or if evil people ask God for help, he will not answer them because they are too proud. God will not listen to their worthless begging. God all-powerful will not pay attention to them. So, Job, God will not listen to you when you say that you don't see him. You say you are waiting for your chance to meet him and prove that you are innocent. Job thinks that God does not punish evil and that he pays no attention to sin. So he continues his worthless talking. Everything he has said to him does not know what he is talking about. Yes, right there. That's chapter 5. And he's speaking to Job. He's telling Job, everything that you do does not affect God. But it is God who affects your whole life. What God will do affects your whole life. So, think about it. You're going to be the best rapper. Go to God. He's going to give you ideas. And don't be in a position where you're too prideful. Say, I don't need God and all the stuff. Yes, I'm the rap God. No, you're not the rap God. In fact, you are no God. You gotta go to the Almighty God. Don't let Lucifer deceive you. You know, some people also listen to Eminem and they're like, yo, I gotta do what Eminem says because it is so valid and active in our time. No. God doesn't like people like that. He doesn't listen to people who are like that. You'll be praying to God. You'll be asking him for help. He's not going to listen to you until you decide to actually humble yourself and actually get to the cross. Go on your knees and say, God, I need you. I'm repenting against all of this. I know I signed a contract with the devil. I signed a contract with Lucifer. But I want you to break that contract and break every single chain that is attached to me. Any torment that the enemy is going to come with, it's not going to succeed. That's the position that you need to be in. Then chapter 36, which is what I'm going to be closing the show with. It says, okay, so I'm going to say Eliha. Remember how I'm going to pronounce it. Elihu, it's E-L-I-H-U. Elihu continued talking and said, be patient with me a little longer. God has a few more words that he wants me to say. Now, picture this. Job wasn't listening to what God is saying directly. God sent someone else to speak to him. So just like this radio station right here, be like, nah, God is not speaking to me. But what if he sent me to actually speak to you? And it's the word itself that I'm actually reading to you. So I put myself in a position where I was like, this is God speaking to me directly. Yes, he used someone else, but this message is from him. Now Elihu continued talking and said, be patient with me a little longer. God has a few more words that he wants me to say. Picture that he wants him to say. I will share my knowledge with everyone. I will prove that my maker is right. Job, I am telling you the truth. I know what I am talking about. God is very powerful, but he does not hate people. So you're in the industry doing it for the devil. He doesn't hate you. He hates the person you're working for. He hates the campaign that you're pushing, which is the enemy's campaign. So you can still go back to him and actually change your ways. And then it goes on to say, he is very powerful, but he is also very wise. He will not let evil people live. He brings justice to the poor. He watches over those who live right. He lets them rule in high places. Bah! You wanna be the top of the Hall of Fame? Stay humble and get connected to him, and you'll see how successful you'll be, because he's gonna keep on elevating you. I don't think there's anyone that doesn't want to be successful. I mean, you look at Eminem, he's got a successful career, but he did it the wrong way, where he sacrificed people and all those stuff. It was blood that was requested from the enemy, which is Lucifer. Now, that is bad. That is bad. God doesn't actually ask you for blood. He doesn't ask you for anything. You just need to be humble and acknowledge that he's the one that put you in that position, and give all the glory and praise to him. Everything. Every single thing. You don't hold anything back. It goes on to say, he watches over those who live right. He lets them rule in high places. So if people are punished, if they are tied with chains and ropes, they did something wrong. So that chain that you got in the industry, it's because you did something wrong, which was selling your soul to the enemy. Now, you are not supposed to sell your soul to the enemy. That is the wrong position to be in. That is very wrong. And yeah, obviously you'll get your punishment, but you can still come out of there. Yeah. And then it goes on to say, and God will tell them what they did that they sinned and were proud. He will force them to listen to this warning. He will command them to stop sinning. If they serve and obey him, he will make them successful. Yes, you probably wondering, yo, if I leave the industry, my whole career is going down. No, the Lord says he will actually make you successful. Yes, it's going to take time. Be patient and you will do it. And then it goes on to say, and they will live a happy life. Yeah, you probably not sleeping there at night because Lucifer is busy tormenting you. So what do you need to do? Get to God and you live an awesome life. It goes on to say, an awesome life as in peace, you know, and all those stuff. Now, going on, it says, but if they refuse to obey him, they will be destroyed. They will die like fools. Yo, that is bad right there. People who don't care about God are always bitter. Yep, you know those depression songs? Yes, yes. They don't care about God. That's why they're releasing such. Even when he punishes them, they refuse to pray to him for help. Yo, that's deep. They will die while they are still young, like the male prostitutes. God saves those who suffer by using their suffering. Yes, that is deep right there. You gotta suffer in order for God to save you. He uses their troubles to speak in a way that makes them listen. You under a lot of trouble, and there was a time when Eminem was going through a lot of trouble in his life, and he ended up divorcing with Kim Mather. Why? Because of the problems that he was having in his life. Now, those problems, God actually uses them to build your character. He uses them to actually make you listen, so that you can listen to him. In fact, it goes on to say, in fact, God wants to help you out of your troubles. He wants to take away your burdens that are crushing you. He wants to load your table with plenty of food, but you are full of this talk about guilt, judgment, and justice. Job, don't let your anger fill you with doubt about God. Yep, that doesn't just apply to Job. It applies to every single one of us. It goes on to say, do you think your wealth will keep you out of trouble? Ooh, that is deep right there. Even in the industry, you see all of those things. It goes on to say, will your great strength be of help to you now? Don't be like those who wish darkness would come and hide them. They try to disappear into the night. Job, don't let your suffering cause you to choose evil. Be careful not to do wrong. You know, a lot of people, they're in situations where they're poor and they actually do the wrong stuff, and they decide to go for Lucifer because Lucifer promises them instant wealth, instant riches, which is bad. It's a deception. Look, God's power. So it goes on to say, look, God's power makes him great. He is the greatest teacher of all. No one can tell him what to do. No one can say, God, you have done wrong. Remember to praise him for what he has done, as many others have done in songs. Now, That's why I say you gotta listen to Christian rap, because Christian rap is awesome and you get inspired right there. And you actually also get to praise God. And then it says, remember to praise him for what he has done, as many have done in songs. Everyone can see what he has done, even people in faraway countries. Yes, God is great, but we cannot understand his greatness. We don't know how long he has lived. God takes up waters from the earth and changes it into mist and rain. So the clouds pour out the water and the rain falls on many people. No one can understand how he spreads the clouds out or how the thunders rumble from his home in the sky. Look, he spreads lightning all over the sky and covers the deepest part of the oceans. He uses them to control the nations and to give them plenty of food. He grabs the lightning with his hand and commands it to strike where he wants. The thunder warns that a storm is coming, so even the cattle know it is near. Now that's the Lord right there. Keeps his children under his protection, under his care. He warns them, make sure that they're prospering, successful and everything. So each and every single person out there, that is right there. Proverbs chapter 35 and 36. It can change your whole life. It can change your whole life. Even if you're a secular artist stuck in the industry because you gave your soul to the devil, it is a lie if the devil is telling you that you can't come out of there. You can. All you need to do is accept Christ. And guess what? He's going to leave you alone. He's going to leave you alone. And yeah, he's going to leave you alone, but that doesn't mean that he's not going to fight against you. He is going to fight against you, but the enemy is not going to succeed because God's on your side. And same thing with Job. You know, when he came out of that situation where he was like, yeah, I acknowledge God is actually the one that's in control. Guess what happened? The Lord made him successful. He had 2 times what he lost. Yep, in every single thing. So same thing with each and every one of you guys out there. You might be like, if I let go, I'm going to lose all of this stuff. No, the Lord will restore 2 times what you lost. And that's the position we all need to be. So, until next week, I know this topic was lit on another level. Fire. Yes, you loved it. So, next week, stay tuned in. You and I actually find out what next week's topic is. And don't forget to catch us on our websites. Yes, our webpage, which is www.activefm.co.za, or on Twitter at activefm777, on Facebook /activefm777, on Instagram at activefm777. And don't forget to also go on iTunes. You got the Active FM app, Play Store, Active FM. Yeah, you know, all those stuff. You can actually listen to all of the podcasts, download them, and do all of those amazing stuff. And yeah, me myself, you can catch me on Instagram, Saint Lone Wolf. You can catch me on Facebook, Nash Workaholic Bobo, or you can catch me on Instagram as Fearless Eagle in Christ. So until next week, same time, same place, I'm gonna find you guys. And yeah, share out these shows and let people know about them, because they can change those people's lives. See ya. God bless. Peace.
Tummy starts rumbling, queasy, uneasy, trying to hold it all together. She doesn't want the last moments here to be unpleasant. The car ride is quiet, outside it's hard to fight it. Inside it's like she's dying, that's when she started crying. He tries to comfort her, baby, it's alright. Liar, that's what she screams louder from the thoughts of fright. They pray, it's okay, I promise that I'll be safe. That's what he tells her as he looks her in her face. And as he walks away, looking in her eye, last kiss as they say,
I pray this is not our last goodbye. graduation. Her 9 weeks are done. Hoorah, hoopla. Now it's time to move on. Leaving out of basic. She just got her assignment. She's headed off to war, and it's hard for her to face it. Or face her, the daughter that she's leaving. It's hard to come to terms with the truth. No one believes it. And even when it's staring in your face, you don't receive it. She hears mommy, and it's just like her heart stopped beating. Inhales heavy breathing, worried when she leaves she may not be back to see them. Her baby girl and the family that she loves, trying to hold back the tears right now is tough. She fights to stay strong, gotta hold on. She says a prayer, just trying to find a calm. Thoughts of eternity then back to reality, and fear she tells her family,
I pray this is not our last goodbye.
Love forever. We were blind, now we see.